Parshas Balak, Tavshinayin Hey. We're back and we're thrilled to be back here at Bikur Cholam of Lakewood. As usual, lots of fantastic stuff going on here, preparations for Shabbos. And really in Parshas Balak, if you ever have a Parsha where if you're ma'ayin a little bit deeper below the surface of the Parsha, the entire dialogue and everything that went on between Balak and Bilam, and the whole story that happened in this week's Parsha, you just dig a little bit under the surface, it's unbelievable, the Midrashim. And if you ever have a Parsha where you could see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world, and nothing, nobody, not a person, not an animal, nothing makes a move without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's this week's Parsha. The Parsha of Parshas Balak. And when you look at what happened with Balak being totally obsessed with Klal Yisrael and being extremely, extremely worried about Klal Yisrael in battle, Klal Yisrael taking him over, Klal Yisrael doing anything to him, Balak was totally in a panic. He was paranoid. It was something, he was frantic, he needed to do something. And he gets a hold of his good old buddy, Bilam. And Bilam, we know, Bilam was an extremely high madrega of being a Navi, but he was the antithesis, the opposite of the Navi that we would think, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Bilam was the koyach hatuma counter, the everything that was good about the Nevi'im that we know, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen that we know until now, Bilam was the exact opposite. Bilam was every koyach of bad, and Balak felt that was the way to fight Klal Yisrael. And as we need to get Bilam, who's a bad influence in every which way, we need to get Bilam involved over here. And over the years, over the shiurim, we've gone through some of the brachos, which we know that Bilam ended up giving, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting in his mouth to say. We went over some of the things. And this year, we're going to talk about a different one. The pasuk says, V'yata and now, L'chano orali es ha'am hazeh. He said, please come, curse Klal Yisrael for me. Ki atzum hu mimeni, because they're very strong. So, ulai uchal Nakeboy va'agorshenu min ha'aretz. Maybe we'll be able to smite Klal Yisrael and we will chase them away from Eretz Yisrael. Get them out of the neighborhood. Get them away from here. They won't go near Eretz Yisrael. So the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, the Medrash says on the words here in this pasuk of va'agorshenu min ha'aretz, the Medrash says that what Balak wanted, he had one thing in mind. And it's interesting, because when we look at what happened with Balak, we don't focus on this necessarily. That what Balak wanted was, at all costs, he wanted to keep V'agarshenu min ha'aretz. He wanted to keep Klal Yisrael from going into Eretz Yisrael. That's what Balak wanted. Klal Yisrael cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. And the question, the first question, of course, is, why is that? I mean, why would it make a difference? Why was that the goal of Balak, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael? I mean, the main thing that Balak wanted to accomplish over here, his main fear was to being fought. He thought that Klal Yisrael was going to fight with him. He thought Klal Yisrael will destroy him. Why was he worried about them coming and going through him and going into Eretz Yisrael? Let them go into Eretz Yisrael. Just don't bother me. Go into Eretz Yisrael. Why the obsession here with V'agarshenu min ha'aretz? We do not want Klal Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then, secondly, on this really, the pasuk says, Ulai uchal nakeboy. So we see from here, because the Medrash says, it seems that the singular thing that Balak wanted was that Klal Yisrael should not go into Eretz Yisrael. But we see also in the pasuk, it says, Ulai uchal nakeboy. That he wanted to, but Balak didn't just want that Klal Yisrael shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. We see he wanted more. He wanted to fight with Klal Yisrael. He wanted to win over Klal Yisrael. He wanted to beat Klal Yisrael. So Nesiv Shalom begins to explain this inyan that we're talking about right now. with something that we've actually said and discussed a little bit, a theme that the Nesiv HaShalom talks about throughout the Torah. And he says like this, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we touched on this a few weeks ago too, Hashem has an entire universe of malachim, usrafim, that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night. Hashem has malachim and olam hasel yoinim, he has, that they're able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they do serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night, every day. And they continuously sing shirois, v'sishbachois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in olam hasel yoinim. Hashem has not people, but malachim, srafim, that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Yet we know, and we see in many different ways, that the tachlis of creation of this world, the tachlis of creation of Olam Hazeh, is that Hashem wants a place, not up there, Hashem wants a place down here in this world that is full of gashmias and full of taivas. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything that he wants, kaviyachol, up there. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see it by the Mishkan, we see it in different ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a place to live in our world, in Olam Hazeh, full of gashmias, full of every taiva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a world here where there's the Yetzirah, and we, as people, are placed right in the middle of the Yetzirah, right in the middle of all the temptations that are out there, and we're supposed to be Mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem. Where does Hashem want it? Here. Right in the middle of all of this. And this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that in this world is where we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has everything he wants up there. Malachim that sing all day and sing praises to Hashem. No, I'm not. That's not that. I'm not interested in that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, I want to be here where I see a Yid, people who live and they have every temptation in the world and every Yetzara and every Taiva, but they win over it and they battle the Yetzara. That's where I want to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be over here. And the Nesiv HaShalom brings from the Medrash HaMagid, and he says a very interesting word. He says a word on the words that we say in the davening. We say Mal'ah Ha'aretz Kinyanecha, and he touches it in a beautiful way. He says Mal'ah Ha'aretz Kinyanecha. It tells us that the entire world is full of ways Kinyanecha, not your creations like we would normal. Mal'ah Ha'aretz Kinyanecha. The entire world is full of ways that we can acquire HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can acquire godliness. When we use the things of this world and we overcome the taivas and we use all the things that are created in this world for Hashem, for Kiddush Hashem, you know what? You're acquiring Hashem. And it's always out there. Throughout every day, wherever we go, whatever we do, we have ways. Malah Ha'aretz Kinyanecha. The world is full of ways and full of places that we can acquire godliness, that we can acquire HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's look back at Bilam and Balak in our parsha. In our parsha, like we said, Bilam and Balak represent the antithesis to acquiring Hashem. We just built up a whole thing that the purpose of this world and what Hashem wants is for us to take all the things that are here and use it for Kiddush Hashem and to acquire Hashem. Bilam and Balak represent exactly the opposite. Bilam and Balak represent everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want. They represent all of the things that are the antithesis to what we just said this world stands for. What do? Bilam and Balak, they embody the Yetzirah. And Bilam, we know, like we said, was the exact opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bilam knew this cheshbon that we just talked about. Bilam knew also that Hashem wants a place in this world. Hashem wants, like we said, not a place up there with the Malachim. He wants a place in our world. And Bilam was smart enough to know that. Bilam knew that Hashem wants a place in this world. But do you know what Bilam was going to do? And he was going to do everything in his power to work against that. Bilam was going to make sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want a place in this world. You want to have a Klal Yisrael that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. No, Bilam's kavana was to work totally against that. That there should be no place for us on this world. So therefore, the answer to our question, that's why when Bilam and Balak got together, you know what Balak said? V'argoshenu min ha'aretz. And you know how the Nesiv Shalom translates a further translation of min ha'aretz. He says, V'argoshenu min ha'aretz. Let me chase them away from being able to have any kedusha min ha'aretz. Down here in Olam Hazeh, let me chase them away from having any kedusha in Arzias, in Gashmias, from making a kiddush Hashem, v'argoshenu min ha'aretz, in this world. Because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to see us do good things in this world. But no, I want to stop them, v'argoshenu min ha'aretz. So it was extremely vital to Balak that they do not go into Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because yes, there are a lot of places in this world, but in Eretz Yisrael, Zakta Nesiv Shalom, the Shlemus, a complete Jew, the Shlemus of a Jew can really only be when we are in Eretz Yisrael and being Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, where we are the Am HaNivchar that is living and existing in the Eretz Nivcheres. And that is an extremely, extremely high madrega. That makes a complete yid. Where you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but not just in this world. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, which is the highest place, and the place where a yid could reach the highest madrega. And that is why Balak said, Ulay uchal nakeboy, maybe we can damage them. Don't let them have a complete, don't let them go into Eretz Yisrael. Let me damage them, that they cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me fight with them. Let me damage them in a way to take away their lofty status of Am HaNivchar. And that can only be done how? If we absolutely prevent them, prevent the Yidden, prevent Klal Yisrael from going into Eretz Yisrael. And the Nesiv HaShalom says that living in Eretz Yisrael and eating the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, that's what makes a person totally holy, from within and from without. That's the highest madrega. And you know what? Look, Bilam and Balak, if you take a look at this week's parsha, they were ready to allow Klal Yisrael, be Isaac in Torah, be Isaac in Avodah. It's other things that they didn't want. They didn't want Klal Yisrael to have Kedusha. They did not want Klal Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want them to make a Kiddush Hashem in this world. They did not want them to take the Gashmias and the Taivas and the Yetzirah and say, no, we're going to live on a higher Madrega. We're going to battle that. We're going to rise above that. They couldn't take that. That's V'argoshenu min ha'aretz. I cannot have Klal Yisrael do that. In other words, they couldn't have them be Malah ha'aretz kinyanecha, where they're going to go through everyday life and make a Kiddush Hashem. And we have to know, we learn from this week's parsha, that this world is full of opportunities for us to raise our level all the time. This Torah, like we always mention, is not a storybook. We live the living Torah today. And we learn the lesson that it's our obligation to take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in this world. Yes, to take the Gashmias and the Taivas and the Yetzirah and use it for Kiddush Hashem. Use it in the right way. And to make sure that we're not Agarshenu min ha'aretz, that we do hope to be and live and exist and breathe the air of Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael has both the physical Eretz Yisrael and also the Eretz Yisrael of every Yid, where we live to make a Kiddush Hashem.